Exclusive: Fighter singer John Connon losing home in California fires. I had no way of understanding how the song would apply to my life. By Hannah Knudsen on January 11, 2025. There was no way of understanding how the song Fighter would apply personally. Singer-songwriter and Breitbart News COO John Connon said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. Walking through the personal loss he is navigating after losing his home in the California wildfires. You know, I wrote that for President Trump, as you said. But listening to the words now, how it applies. I had no way of understanding how that would apply to my own life and so many others that got devastated by this fire. He said, noting that he lived in his Pacific Palisades home for 25 years. The fire was initially in the mountains and was pretty far away, he said, explaining that they have had similar scares in the past, but not to this extent. I hadn't evacuated because when you look at those fires from where I live, which is about as far away from the mountains as you can be in the Palisades, right kind of by the bluffs that overlook the ocean, you would think that the only way that my house would be in jeopardy is if the entire city of Pacific Palisades would be decimated, he said. And unbelievably, that's exactly what happened. Khan said something told him to get up and evacuate this time. So he placed his stuff in the car and drove to his father's apartment 6 miles away, a drive that took him 2.5 hours. And by the time I got there, I looked at my Ring camera, and my house was on fire. So, that's how it went down, he revealed, noting that he is one of thousands who have experienced the same loss. It's more than just a house, it's a home, he said, describing it as just devastating. For so many people, so many memories. Khan added that this is a new chapter, and I'm going to, I guess, take a cue from my own lyrics and get back up and keep swinging. Breitbart News Saturday host and Breitbart Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle briefly asked how Khan's number one hit song Fighter, which Khan originally wrote for Trump after the first assassination attempt in July, has taken on a whole new meaning. I always felt that the song was for President Trump, and it was for the people fighting alongside him. But I knew that thematically, other people would relate to it that were going through any kind of hardships, Khan said. I just didn't understand how close to home it would be. I so, you know, it's, look, that was hard to hear that song. I'm not gonna lie, but I needed to hear that song. So thank you for playing it, he added. It hit number one for a reason, right? Boyle said. Like, is it really? Think it tapped into this. Like, the spirit of among not just Trump supporters, but just Americans. It's really the American spirit. When asked what is next for him, Khan said there is a lot to navigate and many unknowns. Following its release, Khan's Fighter topped the iTunes download charts for 6 consecutive days, becoming the number one song on the Billboard digital sales charts and earning Khan the distinction of being Billboard's number one emerging artist. It quickly became a regular feature at Trump rallies, including at Trump's historic return rally to Butler, Pennsylvania. For the first time following the assassination attempt and at his Madison Square Garden rally. Listen. Breitbart Middle. John Connon, January 11, 2025. I think that what's so tricky about going through something like this, and again, so many other people are going through it, is not only the grief of the loss but also the unknown that lies ahead, Khan explained. I've spent a lot of time in Nashville, as you know. I don't know if I'll wind up there. Right now, I'm in a hotel room. My car is in the garage of a friend of mine's house with everything I own in it. And it's just sort of, you don't really know what the next steps are yet. It's just like Mr. Miyagi with the bonsai tree. You just sort of clip away at it, and you make it like the picture that's in your head. And so this is a pretty big mountain to climb and a pretty big bonsai tree. So I'm just going to keep trimming away at it and try to get it under control and move on, he added. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.